Welcome to your daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Justice, as we've seen, is the cardinal virtue that preserves and protects our relationships. It's the virtue that causes us to do right by the people in our lives. It enables us to give them what we owe them. But who is the most important person in our lives? Who is the one we owe the most to? Well, obviously, it's God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are the most important persons in our lives. God is the one we owe the most. So being just, being a just person, actually begins with being just to God. Aquinas calls justice to God the virtue of religion and says it's the most important part of justice. So what does it mean to be just toward God? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
How can we be just toward God? How can we give him all he's given us? Because he's given us our very life, our existence, our salvation, and all our other blessings. So right from the beginning, we can never attain a level of pure justice with God, because we can never repay our massive debt to him. We can never say to God, okay, we're even. However, we still have an obligation to at least try to pay back what we can. This means giving God all that we are, our body, our soul, and spirit, and all that we have. It's a matter of justice, or rather, it's less than justice, since we can never do for God what he's done for us. Still, we need to try to make our little offering to him in humility. As our Lord said, when you've done all you have been commanded, we should say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done only what we were obliged to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Aquinas discusses the virtue of religion, of justice to God, he says that the chief act of justice is the liturgy. What? Yeah, that to worship God and offer him ourselves through the Mass is the chief act of justice. Now, that may sound strange until we remember that the primary purpose of the Mass is to be a sacrifice. It's where we offer up everything to God. We offer up to him everything he's given us. We give ourselves, our joys, our sufferings, and our lives. All of it symbolized by the bread and the wine and even the financial offering, which represents our labor and our worldly security. But we also offer up to God the greatest thing he has given us. We offer up his Son, Jesus Christ. Mass is, therefore, the greatest way we have of being just toward God. This is the most just thing any of us ever do, where we try to make ourselves right with God. So if you're not willing to perform the most basic act of justice there is by participating in the Mass's offering to God, the God to whom you owe everything, then you are failing in the most basic act of justice there is. If you're willing to casually miss Sunday Mass, you are failing in the most basic act of justice there is, justice to God. And spiritually, if you are living a fundamentally unjust life, that's a big, big problem. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One facet of striving for justice with God is the practice of tithing. Sadly, this aspect of justice is often lacking from the lives of many believers. We forget that God is entitled to a portion of our earnings, and that our relationship with Him demands a financial offering as well as an offering of every other dimension of our lives. The word tithe literally means a tenth part. And practically, it is usually best to give at least 10% of our income to God through donations to the church, to the poor, or some other holy cause. I think a good formula is to give 5% to your parish, 1% to your archdiocese, and then 4% to other charities. Again, this isn't a question of preference or going the extra mile. We owe this to God. So, it's not even justice. After all He's done for us, it's the least we can do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
During the Mass, where we are offering up everything to God, including, hopefully, a financial offering, we also have to be sure to offer thanks. If someone does something really kind and generous for you, and you don't even acknowledge it by saying thank you, that's not just a failure in courtesy, it's a failure in justice. That's why the Mass is packed with thanksgiving, because that's a fundamental aspect of our just return to God. The very last words of the entire Mass are, "Thanks be to God." And the word Eucharist actually means thanksgiving. And when the priest says, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God," we respond, "It is right and just." And even outside of Mass, it's the practice of being continually grateful to God that will remind us how indebted we are to Him. And only when we realize how profound our debts, how incredibly obliged to God we are, will we be able to joyfully, eagerly work toward paying God back in justice by being His good servants and His worthy children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I think every family has some family lore or legend.
Oh, is yours that one prom story where someone jumped out of a tree with a chainsaw?
Oh, that is definitely a true story.
What do you mean by lore?
That's not the one I was thinking about. The one I was thinking about particularly, and you'll probably correct me on this, but this is how I remember it.
Interesting.
That many people don't realize that we live about 200 meters from our church.
Mm-hmm.
And having 5 kids in the house, obviously the expectation was that everyone would go to Mass. But as you guys got older, it was up to you which Mass you wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So often, our family went to different Mass at different times on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one Sunday in particular where we all independently walked over to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mom and I walked over separately. And it was kind of funny because as we looked around at Mass, we saw each other in different parts of the in the church. And after Mass was over, we all were kind of exiting at the same time and funneled together at that same spot. And we all looked and realized, oops, we left you at home.
Mm-hmm. I was so upset.
How old were you?
I don't know. I think I would have been in like third grade, maybe.
I think you were younger than that. I think you were kindergarten. I think you were like 5 or 6.
We were in a different house when I was in kindergarten. It would have had to be after first grade because it was here.
Okay, so maybe you were first grade.
We were in Cedar Creek when I was 6, and then I would have been about 7.
We'll say first grade. You were first grade. So Mom and I, we all realized, oh no, we left Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And then as Mom and I were walking back across the parking lot, we realized, oh, this means one of us has to go to church again.
Mm-hmm.
So we were arguing as we were crossing the threshold of the house, the door, into our house about who would have to go to Mass a second time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard us arguing about this. And you responded to me, well, Dad, don't you have enough to be thankful for to go to a second Mass?
That's hilarious. I honestly thought I just went to the second Mass alone.
Nope. But you hit the nail right on the head. Yes, I do have enough to be thankful for to even go to a second Mass on Sunday. Now, I'm not telling people to go to 2 Masses on mm-hmm. Sunday, but you get my point.
Yeah.
You get my point. But I was thinking how I go to God in prayer and I say, okay, God, I need you to do this and I want you to do mm-hmm. that. I need you to fix this and why haven't you done that? I need to be more thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mass is an infinite and perfect act of thanksgiving that Jesus lets us enter into.
And I think people are A, not aware enough of what's happening in the Mass, but also everything always comes back to that same story of the king that was like, I just have to go wash myself in these waters. It's not enough.
It's
not big enough.
It was Naaman. It was the mm-hmm. The military general of mm-hmm. the Syrian king.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Syrian king.
Just any Syrian. Sorry.
Assyria was different than Syria. Yeah. But yeah.
But people, and they do this to so many things when they're trying to make difficult decisions. They're like, what's the difference? This doesn't seem that important. This action doesn't seem that grave. This sacrament even doesn't seem that impactful to my life. I don't really notice the difference with or without, but it's a terrible thing to fall into that A, it's partially that you're not participating as deeply as you could if you're not receiving all of that, but you also don't have the faith that it could, that this is doing a lot more in your life than you realize.
Yeah. Yeah. the act of thanksgiving is so powerful.
Mm.
I'm going to throw your brother under the bus.
Oh, which one? We'll see if I defend him or not.
I would take your brother with me to the store, the grocery store, and he would ask for this and for that and for that. You know, and you'd give in to some requests. And he'd get it. And then as soon as you would give it to him, he would be immediately on to the next request. I want this, I want this, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I remember standing there at the checkout line one time and just like being frustrated and saying, have you ever thought of just thanking me for the last thing that I gave you? I would be way more
mm-hmm.
disposed to giving you the next thing. But yeah. if all I get is a request mm-hmm. and never a thank you.
Yeah. It's like walking into a bar and you're like, hey, just put this on my tab. And they're like, you haven't paid for your tab the last 20 times you've been here. You can no longer consider this as a tab. This is a debt.
We got a big tab. Of
debt. Yeah.
We got a big tab, a lot of debt going on with God. And this is it. He's given us a way to repay the debt.
Mm-hmm.
Just say thank you.
Yeah.
And say thank you in the way that he's given us. In the Mass, we've got a huge debt to God, and he gave us a way to repay it.
Yeah, you do have to say thank you on his terms, because that's something kids can misunderstand. Very much like, oh, I'll do this or that. Think of how kind it was that I cleaned my room today. So that's pretty much a thank you. And you're like, no, what I wanted you to do was you do the dishes like I asked you to. That would have been a great way to show appreciation. But we always kind of want to say thank you. Or yeah. show our appreciation for others on our terms.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But those are God's terms. People are like, I've got a really good relationship with God outside. I don't really need Mass. We're tight. I talk to God. It's like, how do you talk to God? Is it just in your free time whenever you feel like it?
Yeah, is it just telling him what you want?
Your dollar? Yeah. Are you ever listening? Are you ever going out of your way? Are you ever putting him first? Are you sacrificing things in your life for him?
But I think it all starts with thanksgiving. If we're going to Mass thinking, I really want to thank him, then that starts the ball rolling for all the other actions.
Yeah. And you get excited for it. It brings us back to hunger and thirst for righteousness, the desire. Because it's not just dragging your feet to Mass every day. You want to build up that desire for Mass, the excitement, the appreciation of it, that kind of gratitude. Because I think appreciation is a part of gratitude people forget about. When someone cooks a meal for you, you don't just say, thank you for doing that, and then quietly shove the food into the trash, depending on the cook. But
yeah.
You say, thank you. This was incredible. I can't believe the amount of effort you put into this. This was beautiful food. I really appreciate what you've done here.
Well, yeah, and when you show that gratitude and appreciation, the person wants to cook you another meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we apply this to God.
And he can do a lot more for us than just cook us a meal.
Yeah, I really want to encourage people. Certainly we go to Sunday Mass, but consider a daily Mass during the week to grow in thanksgiving and justice.
Yeah, because if you were really friends with someone, if they wanted to hang out once in a week, you'd be like, that's really awesome. I'm looking forward to that. You wouldn't be like, but if I have to do it twice, I might lose my mind.
Yeah, that's not a good attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.